Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is the very last episode of our series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. As we come to the last few verses of John 17, 24 through 26. I'll be reading again from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with this mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. Our breathing allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Father, I want those you gave me to be with me right where I am, so they can see my glory, the splendor you gave me, having loved me long before there ever was a world. Righteous Father, the world has never known you, but I have known you, and these disciples know that you sent me on this mission. I have made your very being known to them, who you are and what you do, and continue to make it known, so that your love for me might be in them exactly as I am in them. Father, I want those you gave me to be with me right where I am, so they can see my glory, the splendor you gave me, having loved me long before there ever was a world. Righteous Father, the world has never known you, but I have known you, and these disciples know that you sent me on this mission. I have made your very being known to them, who you are and what you do, and continue to make it known, so that your love for me might be in them exactly as I am in them. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Father, I want those you gave me to be with me right where I am, so they can see my glory, the splendor you gave me, having loved me long before there ever was a world. Righteous Father, the world has never known you, but I have known you. And these disciples know that you sent me on this mission. I have made your very being known to them, who you are and what you do, and continue to make it known, so that your love for me might be in them exactly as I am in them. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Father, I want those you gave me to be with me, right where I am, so they can see my glory, the splendor you gave me, having loved me long before there ever was a world. Righteous Father, the world has never known you, but I have known you, and these disciples know that you gave me this mission. I have made your very being known to them, who you are and what you do, and continue to make it known, so that your love for me might be in them, exactly as I am in them. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that this is a time when words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer that follows to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, we thank you for coming into us and dwelling within us in a very real and profound way. Sometimes it's hard for our minds to fully grasp this mystical union that your timeless love has made possible for us. Yet your presence remains living and active within us, even as we struggle and doubt and wonder. Would you stir up in us a fresh and refreshing awareness of who you are? That we would be reminded once more of what it is to know and follow after you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.